For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here with a name you know, the greatest wrestling news source in the world, Chelsea Green.
Oh my gosh, how you doing? I'm so good. Thanks for having me.
This is a big event. We're at WrestleCade right now. Not to date this, but you've been a busy girl.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, I really was nervous when I was released, and I feel like this has been my best year yet. Like, there was no reason to be nervous, but I was nervous with the release, with COVID, with everything. But, yeah, 2021 has been good. I don't know how 2022 is going to top it.
So, Impact, ROH, from what I heard, you were supposed to maybe do some AAA stuff.
Yep.
That didn't end up happening. What happened there?
So, I was supposed to, but our timeline just didn't really line up. And Deonna was going. I was possibly going to go with her for, you know, Triple Mania, which would have been amazing. But, yeah, we haven't been able to kind of line things up, and I mean, I've been busy.
You have been busy. Unfortunately, one of those busy things, ROH announced that they'd be taking the first quarter off.
Yeah.
You've had taping since then, so sort of walk me through like how you found out about that. I heard about a Zoom call. Were you a part of that? Because I know you weren't technically signed to the company,
yeah,
but you're still working lots of dates, doing commentary and stuff.
So I actually wasn't part of the Zoom call, so it came as a shock to me. A lot of us found out the same way you all did, which was, you know, on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it didn't bug me because I am not contracted, so I don't think that they owe me anything. But I was just so sad to hear about that. And then I thought it was really interesting because they let us know, and then not weeks later, we had tapings. And everyone was thinking I was trolling Twitter, posting photos at tapings.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely not. We are at tapings. We are still taping until the end of the year. And some, actually, I think there's a couple episodes past the end of the year and into 2022. So the vibe at tapings was really positive. I think everyone is just kind of excited to be together and be around each other and be hanging out for what could be the last time in theory, you know?
Were there like exchanges of like, who have you reached out to? Where are you going after this? Anything like that?
No, absolutely. I think everyone was just being really, really upfront and honest and transparent about these are my options and what are yours and what are some good contacts that you have that I don't. I feel like we all should be sharing that information.
Oh, well, speaking of,
why are you talking
honesty
to
and transparency?
Oh,
well, it's
God.
Definitely not Gail Kim. She's here to put over the younger talent.
Yeah.
Sean Ross Sapp.
Spoilers, dude.
Listen.
That's why we have a beef.
Listen, if you don't want me to spoil all this,
tell
her to stop telling me everything.
Didn't you know?
She
I'm
is
the
top wrestling
source.
News source.
Are you now?
That's what Twitter
listen,
thinks.
Do you want to tell me right now who you have signed Impact Wrestling?
No, I don't.
Any confirmation?
Any spoilers?
No.
Any? Just paparazzi's putting pressure on you.
Well, it's going to be good 2022. That's all I got.
It's going to be
so. Are you signing
good.
Me?
Chelsea
am I getting signed?
I don't know about that. What do you have to offer?
Wit, humor, scoops.
To do
yeah,
nobody will tell everybody who you're signing anymore besides me.
Why? Are you the only one that finds out the dirt?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Really?
He gets unless the dirt Scott and DeMore. Then he spreads the love.
Unless Scott leaks it to Mike Johnson.
What?
I'm just saying.
Wait, what?
Unless
are you calling Scott DeMore a stooge?
Yeah, of course.
I never said it. He said it.
I mean, this is how it's going.
But Chelsea's
now.
Your stooge.
Yeah.
That's allegedly.
What Twitter, that's what Twitter says.
That's what Twitter says. So, this is my offer. You become my new stooge. We end our beef. We end our feud.
I can't do that.
Did you ever look
I
at that?
I don't believe in spoilers.
Okay.
I believe in the fans having genuine,
reactions.
Authentic reactions.
Yeah. Okay, so full disclosure.
Although I will say one thing that What's I did it? Find out, that you did know Thunder Rosa was the opponent for Deonna at Slammiversary.
Yes, I did.
And you didn't leak it.
Correct.
So I'll give you props for that one.
You know what?
You
a
go.
Lot of times I feel like you know so much and you're really good at withholding.
Oh.
Like, I actually do think that because he knows more than I know.
He knows more than I know.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
He's got some intel that we don't. So we got to find out who his main.
A bunch of unsurprised people watching this. A bunch of thousands of unsurprised people. So full disclosure, we were going to have an interview. We'll just make this our interview right
here.
Yeah. I know you're on a tight schedule. Mm-hmm. So
no.
Did you ever watch the video of me doing the Eat Defeat?
No, I did not.
It's sitting in your inbox.
You sent it to me?
Let's see if I can pull it up.
I did not see that. You were on a plane or something.
Oh, then I wouldn't have gotten it.
Let's see. We're going to have you review my Eat Defeat. It was in my first practice match that I ever did.
Okay.
And
I didn't even know you knew how to wrestle. This is all shocking news to me. I trained a little bit back in the day.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's see. Gail Kim messages me so much that I just got to scroll back through all this.
This guy.
Oh my gosh.
Slides into my DMs and harasses me.
Oh no, don't say that. People will believe that.
Actually, I will say one thing. We do talk a lot. And so I realized that I conversate with you on Twitter openly. So I always think, do people think I'm a stooge?
But that's what happens with me.
My first practice match. How was it?
I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Gail's really hard to please, though. She is. She is a tough critic.
I was inspired with two eyes.
I will say, because your opponent was a little bit shorter, your leg was bent
on
the way down, so I didn't like to see that.
I'm here for criticism.
Yeah,
you know what?
Like,
I stole it from you. I straight up stole it from you.
And you didn't really jump into it.
I didn't jump into it. I couldn't jump into it. I was taller than him.
Well, then you shouldn't do the move.
Oh, come on, Gail.
You're doing something else.
Well, I did. I did the swinging
of
DDT.
Words from Gail Kim.
Okay. So, have you ever seen her do the unpretty or backwards? Because it actually looked really good.
Backwards? As in so
she
the
did,
person's on
yes.
the back?
Yeah. Yes. There was one time she did it.
She's the interviewer right now. Yes.
Oh, I did. Gail,
it
I did
good,
it
though.
By accident.
Yeah, in my NXT debut match.
Oh.
Gail, I was so nervous.
She probably had a broken wrist. It was okay.
Yeah, I was so nervous.
Okay.
Probably. She's had it for half her career.
Yeah. It's okay.
I've had a broken wrist for 17 years. I've only wrestled for 7. So, yes.
Oh, no.
But it
looked good. Did you consider adding that to your arsenal like that after it happened?
Yeah, I absolutely did until the next day, and the girl was like, my neck hurts. And I was like,
no.
Damn it.
Because, when I looked at it, I was like, I could tell you were setting up for the unprettier, but I was like, that looked really good.
Yeah. Yeah, we debated it. We actually spoke about it at NXT. And then I also was like, why change something like it's not broken, so don't fix it? I love a good unprettier.
I mean, I want to see that.
I'll show you. It's good.
But if it hurts someone's neck, I mean, that's the point of wrestling, though, right?
Do people, ask your permission to use Eat Defeat? That's where I saw
it. Some people have, and some people haven't.
But they should.
Who do you remember that asked you for it?
Mia Yim.
That's cool.
Mia
Yim. Mia Yim. Do you want to bury people who didn't?
I don't really know that many people that have used it. I know Enzo's used it.
Yeah. I'm sure I asked you personally. I'm pretty sure 10 years ago I dropped a message.
I never invented it. So
where'd you pick it up from?
My only thing is from my wrestling school that I trained in Toronto. My only thing is you don't have to ask me necessarily, but I don't like when people don't use it as a finisher.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because that's what's kind of more disrespectful, I think.
It's a good finish.
Don't use it as a transition move or whatever, use it as a finish then, at least.
It's a really good finish. Mm. The reason I liked it is because we were doing those practice matches on a boxing ring.
Yeah.
They didn't have to take a flat back bump.
Yeah.
I did. But, yeah, I did. That sucked. But it's easy to do if you're flexible enough to get your leg up there.
Your leg straight, yeah.
So has there been anybody that you've seen and you've said, besides me, that's dog shit?
I mean, I haven't.
Name names.
No, I've been told through fans, but I like him.
Sure.
But Enzo did it like crap.
Oh, no. Where is he? Can you hit him?
Yeah,
go hit him with one.
I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's true, because I saw it like one time that he did it. So, yeah. And didn't Creed use it too? He did a good one.
I feel like he did. I think you're right.
And Billy Kay. Oh, sorry. Jess. Why am I calling her Billy Kay?
They struck me earlier. Listen, they defended your honor earlier and struck me physically.
Oh, they did.
Because I was like, Gail is over here and she's going to put over the younger talent, me. The fresh talent. They did. They slapped me on the forehead. And I mentioned that, and then I almost called her Billy. Jess gave me another slap in the forehead.
I've never called her Billy, though. That's why I was so shocked by myself.
Trademark lawyers coming after you.
She said that she did the Eat the Feet before.
Yeah.
But she did it opposite foot. She did it a different way, yeah.
They're tall girls, too.
Yeah.
So I feel like
it's better for, like, a shorter person.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, indeed.
And I'm 5'4", so.
Have you ever done one? I feel like this whole interview is about Eat the Feet.
No, I haven't done one, but, oh, God, I feel people coming to get me. Look at.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I see Deanna and Matt coming from a mile away. I knew it. I have not done it because I feel like, first of all, I would have to make sure it was perfect to do it in front of Gail. Hello.
Let's keep this rolling long enough to get them on camera again.
Pan over.
So, yeah, the stuff happens.
We got to go.
And Matt Cardona is terrible. Oh, my gosh.
He's probably putting this on Patreon.
It will.
You're making money on it.
Listen. Until next time, guys. We're out.
Bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.